passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Side hunts were a popular Christmas tradition in the 1800s. Outdoor enthusiasts picked sides, and whoever shot the most animals by the end of the day won. In 1900, a man named Frank Chapman proposed people should count birds, not hunt them. And the Christmas Bird Count was born.
The Christmas Bird Count is an event that goes on across the entire country. It's coordinated nationwide by the National Audubon Society.
Joshua Rose is a natural resource specialist at the World Birding Center at Benson Rio Grande Valley State Park.
The fact is that birding has become not just kind of a pleasant leisure activity to go out and wander around seeing birds, but has become something of a competitive sport.
And over 50,000 birders took part in last year's count.
The real mission is conservation. We want to know how many birds of each species there are out there to know if one certain kind of bird, maybe it needs some more focused conservation action. Or maybe some bird that was rare, you know, for instance, the bald eagle or peregrine falcon, is getting more common, and whatever we're doing for them in terms of conservation seems to be working.
We'll have more on the Christmas Bird Count at the World Birding Center tomorrow. For more information, you can visit passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. We had research and writing help from Kate Lipinski. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty. We'll be right back.